Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm in my living room right now in front of my computer, and the windows are wide open, the fan is blowing, and we have construction going on. I do not know, is it above me or just beneath, because we live in a, you know, like a pigeonhole in a multi-level, multi-story, multi, you know, it's an apartment. Okay, so I'm on a higher ground, and yes, we do hear noises even they are on the floor, on the ground. So we do hear noises, and I do not know if you can hear the noises. You can. That's the real thing. That it's not in a studio setup. It's not soundproof. You know, I'm just beside the window, and it's wide open. And wherever you're listening from, and again, I would like to say, may you in the best of health. Thank you for tuning in, or thank you for listening in. And if you can hear the knocking, that's the construction that's going on. I do not know. I think it's just beneath where I live. And it's another day, and we are waiting for the month of Ramadan and waiting for that day to happen. And we probably right now we are anxious or excited, whatever state we are in, may we get to meet the month of Ramadan. What's the exciting thing about it is that as what we have been practicing perhaps for the last few years that we have gone through, you know, being a Muslim, being pious, we have left the sins and all the good deeds that we want to achieve again, and hopefully better than last year. Ramadan is also a significant month for me personally, because I was born on the 3rd of Ramadan, 1400 Hijriah. So that means it's, if you know, if you take a look at the Islamic calendar, it's 1443 right now. That means I'll be 43 years old. So I'm excited about that, being celebrating, you know, I don't really celebrate birthdays, but for the significant month of Ramadan, I have my son, which is my second born. He is will be celebrating his birthday on the 2nd of Ramadan, which is a day before me. So it's exciting that I get to celebrate the month of Ramadan, and it's you know, I would probably recall when I was in the hospital watching my wife giving birth while I was fasting, and she wasn't, because she was all weak, but she was pretty experienced being the second time mom, or should I say she gave birth twice, altogether now four kids that I have. But talking about the Ramadan kid, which is my second born, it's pretty exciting to recall back that moment when I was fasting, and then it was the second day of fasting when my son was born. And I probably could imagine what would life be, giving birth. When I was born, my mom had to deliver me alone. My father wasn't around. And I think it was an experience which only mothers could experience that. And I would want my wife to have that experience. So for all my four kids, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, I get to witness all four of my kids that were born. And shukr, you know, I'm so glad, I'm thankful that the opportunity of being a father and get to witness your wife giving birth naturally, natural birth, and all four, you know, are growing well now. You know, the youngest one is 4 years old, and the eldest is 13. So to all mothers out there, and especially if you're giving birth, or you might be giving birth, or the baby's due on in the month of Ramadan, may you have a smooth sailing, and may all your sins be washed away as you, you know, push the baby out. And may the kid to be a soleh or soleha, or if they're twins or they're mixed, you know, as in a boy and a girl, soleh and soleha, you have a pleasant time being a mother. And that's the thing that I want to talk about today. And I'm glad that we are still alive today, yeah, because of our mom gave birth to us, and to all our mothers also. Whatever difficulties they had, like my mom, she was all alone when she gave birth to me. And she told me that she was, you know, she was so afraid of receiving blood and so on, because she said she was low in blood. I don't really understand what that means, but it was an ordeal. I mean, it was a hardship that she went through when she gave birth on the 3rd of Ramadan, giving birth to me. So yes, there are a few more days, I mean, should I say, a couple of weeks left before we enter the month of Ramadan. Again, once again, this will be all for today. Thank you. And for those of you, you know, who have been supporting, or perhaps this is the first time listening in to Urban Muslims. And yes, we are in Singapore. We have our challenges, and alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we are, you know, free to exercise and practice being a Muslim. So wherever you are, be steadfast, not to worry. It's not, you know, it's not forever, it's not for eternity. If you're going through hardship, if you're going through happiness too, if you're being happy right now, if you're glad, also do know that everything that we have in this world is temporary. It's not forever. The real happiness happens once we cross, you know, the sirat, which is, we will go to Jannah. Ameen, ya Allah. May whoever's listening to this, may we meet in Jannah. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa bilahi taufiq wa hidayah. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.